NATO East Timor, where 10 years after the country's formal independence, Kirsty Soord-Guzmau, the Australian wife of East Timor's Prime Minister, says there's still unfinished business from the Indonesian occupation. A newly published book provides the first detailed account of the transfer of thousands of East Timorese children to Indonesia during those years. Ms. Soord-Guzmau says there's still hope that those children could be reunited with their families. Sarah Everingham has our report.
Kirsty Soord-Guzmau has a personal interest in the issue of child transfers from East Timor to Indonesia. She's the chair of the Alolda Foundation, which is named after an East Timorese woman who was kidnapped and taken to West Timor by a militia leader during the violence which followed the independence referendum in 1999.
And so I guess it's, you know, some unfinished business there, which has, you know, been of great concern to me and to many, you know, children's rights.
Kirsty Soord-Guzmau says she's one of several people who've tried to repatriate Alolda. On a scratchy line from East Timor, she told me there are many other similar stories.
But I became aware in the process of establishing Alolda and working with a lot of other women victims of gender-based violence and other forms of violence, that Alolda wasn't alone, that there were very many minors who had, in the course of the Indonesian occupation, been taken to Indonesia, often against the will of their parents.
Kirsty Soord-Guzmau has written the foreword to a new book by the Australian academic Helene Van Klinken, who's researched the transfer of East Timorese children to Indonesia between 1975 and 1999. Until now, very little's been written about the estimated 4,000 children who were transferred to Indonesia during those years. Helene Van Klinken's book provides the first detailed account. She says children were transferred for a variety of reasons. Some were adopted by Indonesian public servants and military officers. Some were taken against their will or their parents were coerced into giving them away. And some parents agreed to the transfer because of the conflict in East Timor.
The motivation is extremely complex and mixed. Most people had wanted to help the children and had genuine compassion. But they also had other plans too for the children. They used these children for their own purposes. Sometimes they were personal, they didn't have children of their own, so they wanted a child. Sometimes they were economic, they wanted the children to work for them in their homes.
Helene Van Klinken says some children were sent to Indonesian institutions so they would fight for East Timor's reintegration with Indonesia or help spread the Islamic faith in East Timor.
A lot of those projects also didn't work very well, especially the attempts to increase the number of Islamic population by setting up schools and mosques in East Timor was not particularly successful because in strongly Catholic East Timor, mosques and schools were objected to, so they had more difficulty in actually spreading their faith.
Helene Van Klinken says many of the people transferred as children remain in Indonesia. She says she's met many families in East Timor still searching for their children. Kirsty Soord-Guzmau says in some cases Indonesian generals have willingly helped reunite children with families. She says there's no blanket solution given children were transferred for so many different reasons. But she hopes more families will be reunited, and she says the East Timor government has a role to play.
You know, it's clear that the Timorese government has an obligation to follow as close as it can, those cases which are of most concern.
Kirsty Soord-Guzmau says a lack of resources in East Timor limits the government's ability to help. Academic Helene Van Klinken hopes the translation of her book into Indonesian will help bring the cases further to light.
Sarah Everingham reporting.